single. It's not a crime. You didn't kill nobody.
Oh, well, hello. We meet again. Welcome back to my podcast. I must apologize because I know I promised I would drop the Niger version of this Valentine's edition like 2 days ago, but I got so swamped, oh my goodness, with activities. But hey, it's still the month of love, right? Exactly, we're still in February. And so this is still very valid. But just so you know, let me just let you know that we don't have to wait till February or till Valentine's Day before we can show our loved ones, you know, love and attention and all. Yes, we should show love to our family and loved ones every day. Alrighty, I am Lady Vava and welcome to my podcast, Lifestyle with Lady Vava. It feels so good to be back again, like, yo fam, like, is it safe to ask how your Valentine's Day was? Okay, now I'm gonna begin with mine anyways. Mine was very mellow and chill. Like, I wasn't really, you know, from the outset, I've never really been about all that razzmatazz and craziness of Valentine. Yes, I received a couple of gifts, money gifts, you know, other gifts and all that, but I wasn't so, like, you know, I wasn't stoked about, oh my god, go out and all that stuff. And remember, I am still representing the single Pringles out there. Exactly. And I remember giving you all this whole idea that you don't need to, like, overthink things. You can just stay back home and enjoy yourself. And that was exactly what I did. I just stayed back with my dog, you know, had a couple of drinks, had some finger food and all that. And it was okay, and I enjoyed myself. And of course, I entertained myself with all of the craziness I saw on social media. But hey, it is what it is. Alrighty, so welcome to my Ninja Top 10 Love Song. This is the Valentine edition. Last week we had the one for the international songs, and of course today's for our Ninja based song. So we're listening to love songs from the past, the present, you know, and it's just to, like, you know, flow through this month, you know, in love and in calmness and just, you know, and just go with the flow and enjoy the month. End of story, period. So yes, I'll go on a very short break, and when I come back, we'll be running in true fashion from number 10 to number 1. And then hopefully you'll enjoy this list, because the feedback from the international compilation has been phenomenal. Like, oh my goodness, people have been blowing up my phone saying, you know what, I love this. In fact, they want another version of the international version. Some said it was too short, and I told them because of time constraint, I can just do 10 songs. But don't worry, we'll run this in series though. Like, I got you, because at the end of the day, I do all of this for you. So yes, I'll work towards doing like a volume 2 of the international love songs. But right now, let's focus on our Ninjas love songs, right? And then when I come back from this break, we'll run right through it. And then don't go nowhere, because I'll be right back, as usual. Alrighty, welcome back, and yes, this is my top 10 Ninja love songs. You know, we did the international version last week, and thank God the feedbacks so far, oh my gosh, you know, those feedbacks just keep me going. Now, for the Ninja compilation, while I was trying to, like, compile this list, I had, you know, how writers have writer's block, I had a podcaster's block. I know that may not exist out there, but I'm just trying to let you know. So now because I had a lot I was doing, so I was kind of like trying to multitask and all that. So I sought out the help of some of my online sisters. I'm a part of a group, we call ourselves The Elite. And I had a run to them because I knew they would come through for me. And of course, they did not disappoint. And that is why I'm going to dedicate this podcast to all of my lovely elite sisters, from Lopezi to Jay to Eleona to Chineke Chinese. Exactly. Sounds funny, that, but I love that name. To Doses, to Adiola. I mean, y'all are the real MVPs. Like, I see y'all. Like, y'all came through for me. Like, you were just bombarding me with, you know, different songs. Like, oh my God, this and that. And you guys made it easy to, you know, compile this list. So now that I've dedicated this to y'all, can we just, like, move to the business of the day? So, righty, yes. We're going to start from number 10. Of course, you know, the usual. It's more like a countdown. And for number 10, we'll be listening to the dynamic duo. Oh, my goodness. This duo, who happened to be twins, they blew our minds. For years, they delivered. They were awesome. They were releasing hits upon hits upon hits. And they blazed the trail. Like, geez, these guys, first of all, they're talented. They're good songwriters. They're good dancers. Oh, my goodness. And then, you know, years later, they had this whole family issue where they had a split for like about 5 years or thereabouts and tried to go solo on their careers. But the fans did not take the news so well, because it was really, really so sad that, you know, they had to take sides, you know. And you know what it means, twins, that's, you know. So it was kind of chaotic and all that. But last year, they decided to, you know, just bury the hatchet and just keep it moving and reconcile. And trust me, everyone loved this very moment. Of course, you know who I'm talking about. It's none other than the dynamic duo of P-Square. So now we're listening to P-Square with the remix of Beautiful Onyinyi, where they featured Rick Ross. Pardon me. So yes, for number 10, we're listening to P-Square featuring Rick Ross with Beautiful Onyinyi. Keep it locked.
P-Square,
convict music.
The Maybach music.
So sad because I was all alone. Was so bad. And there she goes. She touched my heart and said, "That person I know so good." Was so glad. The way she keeps me smiling, it brings me joy. She proves this love in the street.
What a beautiful onyinyi. So you want I can fly away, straight to the sky, just you and I. Girl, I know the lie. Can't you see pity? You were sent for my boy, but you know you're my heart and my sweetness. Is this love? I don't know, but I know what I'm feeling. My God be my witness. You're my princess, the way she keeps me smiling, it brings me joy. She proves this love in its real. Within my heart there's nobody else. You can give me your hand, let me take you away. No time, no
Alrighty, and of course that is Peace Corps featuring Rick Ross with Beautiful Onyinye. Now tell me you did not miss this duo on your screens. Tell me you did not miss this duo on stage together. Tell me you did not miss that electric and the synergy between them. Tell me you didn't miss that. I missed that too. That is why we're very excited. We're stoked about the plans they have for this year, because as we all know, last year they reconciled after 5 years being apart and running solo. So yes, we're excited to have them back on our screens together, on stage together, touring the world. Exactly. So now moving on to number 9 now. Of course, he's no stranger to us. He's no stranger to the industry. He won the Nigerian Idol, you know, years ago. That's the maiden edition. And ever since then, he has not looked back. He's not rested on his oars. He's been releasing singles after singles. He's a cross between gospel and inspirational music. And everyone can literally identify with every single he drops out there, because he's been able to touch every areas, you know, every areas of the human life. Yes. And living in this country as well, and love and marriage, you know. So he's I love how versatile he is, and of course he's very talented, and I call him the voice. So for number 9, we'll be listening to Timi Dakolo with Iyawomi. Don't go nowhere. That is Iyawomi, which means my wife, you know, by Timi Dakolo. Of course, you know, I've said like literally all I want to hear about him, not necessarily though, but we all know how talented he is. And yes, his music, like his songs are always very, very His songs are always on point. Yes, let me put it that way. His vocals, oh my goodness, we know that. We know that there's not much, like, how do I put it now? His vocal prowess, oh my goodness, lit. Alrighty, so we're moving on to number 8. I shouldn't be laughing. This is so weird of me, right? But this artist literally courted one of the biggest controversies this year. Yes, he's amongst the young cats, you know, young crop of cats that have been coming up with, you know, banging hit songs. And the latest work he has actually, the project is actually a song where he featured Ghanaian rapper Sarkodie. So, like, we woke up to the weirdest news ever. To a certain sex tape flying all over the internet. And who was the common denominator here? It was Oxlade. And, of course, the unfortunate young lady who was featured in the video. And then, since then, it's been total carnage on social media, to the point they even did a challenge of the sex tape on TikTok. As I realized, okay, you know what, these TikTokers, they be reaching, they're doing the most, they're crazy. So but Oxlade is one of those very talented young artists that has been releasing, churning out, you know, hit singles, very good music. And I just thought, oh, this particular single of his, I love it a lot. Yes. And it's a month of love, right? And we're all about the love stories and love songs and all that. I know there's a possibility some people might be like, huh, what is it doing here? But honey, we're talking about the artist's works at this point. So forget what Oxlade did, pun intended. And let's listen to this beautiful rendition by him. So for number 8, we'll be listening to Oxlade with DKT, which is This Kind of Thing. So don't go nowhere. Keep it locked.
With you all night, but I've been unlucky. I don't want you to lie, cause everything I notice. And I've been trying to be the Mr. Right, but I've been unlucky. Oh, baby. All night, I've been searching for your baby all night. I've been thinking that you got it online. Oh, baby, me, I've been searching for the right, oh, for the right. All night, I've been searching for your baby all night. I've been thinking that you got it online, but I've been searching for you for the way, oh, for the way. Yo, this can't be no. We make me go crazy. We make me go. Don't lose my 5 senses. This can't be no. We make me go crazy. Make me go low. Oh, 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 oh. You know, say me, I know you play, and I cannot wait to see you later. Conversate with you so we could connect, baby, better. Yo, Sheila, you'll be on my radar. With me, you are safer. Baby, you're me so far, don't go far. Yo, this can't be no. We make me go crazy. We make me go. Don't lose my 5 senses. This can't be no. Make me go, yo. Oh, 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 oh. All night, I've been searching for your baby all night. I've been thinking that you got it all night. Oh, baby, me, I've been searching for the way.
Alrighty, we just listened to Deoxylate with this kind thing, which he shortened to DKT. I mean, come on, I really like that song. You know, it's just a blend of, it gives that foreign, you know, feel. And, of course, with the typical Niger blend, that makes it really pleasing to the ears. So, yes, Oxlade. And I hope you go sort out whatever issue he has out there. Alrighty, moving on to number 7. Of course, she's no stranger to us. Come on. She's one very, very talented singer alongside her husband. In fact, I see them as a force to not be reckoned with in the industry. And, you know, and ever since they made this cute little family together, it's just been pure bliss, and it's such a beautiful sight to see, you know, on social media and all that. And I like the fact that they've been able to balance work, that's their careers, and their family. And, you know, we're all here for it. So for number 7, we have Simi with Joromi. I hope you enjoy this. Keep it locked. That is the talented Simi with that sonorous voice. Oh my goodness. I can never ever get over her voice. How smooth, how silky, how sonorous it is. No, she's one talented lady out there. And I'm happy she's getting the flowers she deserves alongside her equally talented husband, AG Baby, Adekunle Gold. Alrighty, so moving on to number 6 before we go on another short break. We'll be listening to, oh my goodness. Like, this guy's songs, I've listened to a couple of his songs, and all I can say is he is talented. He is so, I don't even want to use the word is kind of underrated, because, you know, of course, a typical Nigerian, an average Nigerian likes a certain genre of music. We like all that craziness, you know, that Zazu kind of stuff. But of course, we have some people who also love the mellow. So, you know, this particular artist has his core listeners, you know. He has his core audience. Let me use that word, his core audience. And someone like me that appreciates good music, that I love that calm music sometimes, because after having a crazy day out there, you just want to be chill. You just want to relax. You don't want all of that noise and, you know. Now, I'm not saying our artists are making noise, because artists are doing phenomenally and fantastically well. We know that. But this artist, who goes by the name Nonso Amadi, is, you know, is part of those people that, is part of the artists that cater to, you know, the listening needs and wants of, you know, of people that want, you know, sometimes some calm, you know, amongst the storm. Sometimes you go out, you know, especially in Lagos here, how it's crazy out there. You, there's so much road rage out there, craziness. People are yelling, people are angry, people are in a hurry. An average Lagosian is very angry. So imagine, and then you come back after having a stressful day at work. You have to deal with the traffic and all the madness on the road. And then you come back, you have a cool bath or a warm bath, whichever one, and then you want to just settle in properly before you go to bed. You know, the likes of the Nonsos and Maddies and some other artists that, you know, that will come up, you know, on this list, are just there for us. I really appreciate them. So for number six, we'll be listening to Tonight by Nonso Amadi. Don't go nowhere.
My girl, she got a gun in her hand, and she keeps one in her mind. Baby girl, I know what I did. You ain't gotta run the amount. So run the amount. Baby, I say run the amount. Let me know how you really feel. So run the amount. You know I got a special spot to help you remember me. And every time you leave this spot, you know I get to see. Ah, she's bright like electric bulb, so everybody gets to see, yeah. And every time we leave this spot, you know I get to see, yeah. But tonight you can call my phone. Tonight you can call me all night long. Tonight I represent the guy with the money who live fast, but still, baby, don't die young. Say tonight you can call my phone. Tonight you can call me all night long. Tonight I represent the guy with the money who live fast, but still, baby, don't die young. So tonight just go all the way with me, all the way with me. Tonight just go all the way with me, all the way with me. Tonight just go all the way with me, all the way with me. Tonight just go all the way with me, all the way with me. See a different love and I may not boast. Me, I keep on dodging them in my post. I don't even mind your number two. Tell me what you want, I want it too. But if you wanna go, I understand why. I could never be the number one guy. I don't even mind a number two. Tell me what you want, I want it too. You know I got a special spot to help you remember me. And every time you leave these spots, you know.
OMG, imagine having a boyfriend or a fiance or a lover, you know, sing to me like this every night after a hard day at work. Divine. Alrighty, so that is Nonso Amadi with Tonight. Oh my goodness, his voice. The first I heard the song, I was like, okay, who is this new artist, you know, from the United States that is about to like wow us and, you know, top the charts and all that. And then my findings, I'm like, oh my goodness, it's Nigerian. What? Like, no, we ain't playing. No, seriously, our Nigerian artists aren't playing at all. Also, Amadi is just so talented. His voice, like, what? Are you kidding me? His kind of music, you know, the way he just goes or blends in with the very cool instrumentals. Oh, my goodness. It is so, like, oh, gosh. For real, it really, really calms me. It makes my heart smile. It's safe to say I'm falling already, right? Oh, eh. Alrighty now, so we're going to move on to number 5. But hey, you know how we roll here, right? You know the tradition here. We have to go, you know, just take a little sip here and there, because we're gonna go on another short break before we come back and run through number five to number one. Now, before I go on this break, let me just, you know, do a little rundown of what we've listened to so far. For number 10, we had P-Square featuring Rick Ross with Beautiful Onyinye. That was the remix, right? Then for number 9, we have Iyawomi by Timi Dakolo. For number 8, we have Oxlade. Ugh, Oxlade. Like, seriously, right now, that name, like, ugh, people just go crazy when they hear the name after what he did. But hey, it is what it is. We're all about his music for now. So we had DKT, which is This Kind Thing by Oxlade. And for number 7, we have the talented and beautiful Simi with Joromi. Then, of course, for number 6, which is what's playing right now in the background, we have the overly talented Nonso Amadi with Tonight. So, yes. So it's safe to say, you know what? We need like a breather, right? Just a little breather. I just want to go take a little sip here on this so I can like come back fully refreshed so we can run through number 5 to number 1 and then we'll call it a wrap. So yes, stay with me. Lose your remote control, whatever that means. And don't go nowhere because I'll be right back after this break. Yes. With Lady Vava. Hey, hey, hey. Yes. Welcome back. Yes. Now I feel fully refreshed. So that we can, you know, just enjoy the final part of this podcast. So yes, before I went on that break, we listened to 5 phenomenal artists, you know, from P-Square to Timi Dakolo to Oxlade to Simi and then Nonso Amadi. So for now, we're going to run through number 5 up until number 1. So for number 5, oh my goodness, this song, I'm going to call it like, because I know in the next 10 years, it will still sound as fresh and as calming and as loving as it sounds now. And in fact, as it sounded when we first heard it. This artist is, of course, no stranger to us. He's one of the most talented artists we have in the country. Yes, he took a long break, and I see that right now he's coming back with some hit songs here and there, you know, with, you know, collaborative efforts with some other artists, and he's trying to make his mark back in the industry. He's one of those artists that are well respected. Because, of course, his talent, you know, he dances very well, by the way. His vocals, oh my gosh, let's not even go there. So now, so for number 5, we have former Mohit Record label artist, Wandeko. And we'll be listening to Ololufe. So for number 5, we have Wandeko with Ololufe. Keep it locked.
Dreaming about you. this picture. It's about our future. I want you to be my wife, my bride, and I want you to have my child, my life. Baby, tell me no resigning, cause if you leave me, I know I'll be dying. And I know if not for you, where would I be? Cause you're my everything. I can't even say I mean, because of the love you bring. That's why I would always sing. And every time I'm weak, and every time I sleep, I know I'm still dreaming about you.
Alrighty, tell me why you would not say yes to a guy that proposes to you with this song playing in the background. Just tell me why you wouldn't say yes. Oh my goodness, this song, I love this song. Like, I love the song deeply. You have no idea. Like, Wander Cole, oh my God, he outdid himself here. He really did outdid himself, yes. So, moving on to number four. Oh my goodness, we're gradually coming to the end of this podcast. For number four is this song blew the charts, blew the internet when it was first released, and it's still going, because when you talk of love songs, this song that we'll be listening to, you know, it still pops up as like, the top five, top ten, you know, songs, and it's a collaborative effort between Chike and Simi. So yes, we have for number four, Running to You by Chike featuring Simi. Keep it locked.
Anybody where you won't fight you, better come, they already know. I'll be right beside you, like the wall of Jericho. They don't know, they don't know, they don't know what's going on. Monagiso, 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 my baby boy. I'll be a soldier for you, I'm getting better in Kung Fu. You should know I got you, and you don't need to got me too. I'll be right beside you in anything that you do. If you ever need saving, I will be running to you, running, running, running to you. I'll be running to you, running, running, running to you. Anywhere that you go to, running, running, running to you. I'll be running to you, running, running, running to you.
When I'm looking for trouble, it's cause I know that I got you. Wanting more best everybody, oh oh. And it's because of your kung fu. And any time that I'm out of control, you hold me down. You never, never let go. Yeah, Munagiso, oh, Munagiso, Munagiso, my baby boo. See all the battles you'll be fighting, and I'll be right there with you. I may be small, but I'm mighty. Run up for you, and anybody where you stop me, yeah, don't be you pull it, I be around. And if I ever need saving, I'll be running to you,
running, running, running to you. I'll be running to you, running, running, running to you. Anywhere that you go to, running, 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 running to you. I'll be running to you, running, running.
So that is exactly what you get when two super talented artists decide to come together to make this magic in the form of music. Yes, in fact, I think Chike should be tagged the maestro of love songs. Alrighty, so yes, we are listening to Running to You by Chike featuring Simi. Now, moving into number three, we have this artist who has made his mark in the industry. Yes, he may have taken a long break, you know, and at some point he ventured into music. But he made a comeback last year and released this extremely powerful song where he featured his wife. I mean, she made a cameo and they had this whole beautiful, you know, love dance and the twirl, the waltz, it's a beautiful video. And of course it kind of like showed the deep love they have for each other. So for number three, we have Heaven by Banky W featuring Susu, as they call her. So yeah, let's go listen to that. So just keep it locked. Just keep it locked. If they wanna be the fiddle.
And I ain't gonna lie, but I wasn't ready. Still, you took me by surprise. You wanna know if I will ever leave your side, but I will love you till the very day I die. Girl, I need you. I've been needing you like air. Don't know how I would survive without you there. Screaming loud for the whole world to hear. And if they call me crazy, I don't care. You should know I won't go. That's the last thing you should worry about. Stay with me till eternity. And ask only one question: will people fall in love?
I mean, only Banky W can do this, right? Oh my goodness. And it just seemed like he never left. So yes, we're listening to Heaven by Banky W, where his wife, Adesua, aka Susu, made a cameo. Now we are moving on to the final two, the top two songs, you know, off of this list. And I wish this would not come to an end, but come on, every good thing like comes to an end, right? Exactly. So for number two, we have this artist. I don't want to use the term, I don't want to use the word underrated. Like, I don't want to even put his name and underrated in the same sentence, but I think it is a sad reality. I feel people are literally sleeping on this guy. But I just realized that a lot of people have, you know, they've started seeing how powerful he is, how deep his lyrics are, how powerful his vocals are, how believable he is, like the sincerity in his lyrics, you know, and his vocals and the instrumentals, everything. I don't know, it's just the synergy is just out of this world. So for number two, we'll be listening to Johnny Drill with Mystery Girl. Now this song, I know you guys might think, I'm always hyping. It's not even about the hype. You know how sincere I am, you know, when I put the songs out there. Even though I had the help of my elite sisters, you know, I just knew that this song was going to be my number two or something. I knew it was going to be like my top something, right? Because I love, love, love this song. So for number two, we'll be listening to, I'm going to say this again, Mystery Girl by Johnny Trill. So please keep it locked.
All alone,
London.
Sipping on life at the liquor bar. See you at the corner. Are you alone tonight? Has anybody told you that you look so nice? Or am I the first guy? Oh baby, I'm loving your style. Let me buy you a drink for the night. Spend my money on you, get you rings that you didn't have. So let's go to the time when you answer me, yeah. Cause it's cold in the dark. Do you need some company, girl? Oh, hey, mystery girl, what you doing all alone there? Oh, hey, mystery girl. I'm sitting in the dark at the busy bar. You at the corner, you're alone again tonight. I guess he doesn't tell you that you look so nice. He's not a nice guy. All these drinks make you fly. Step on the dance floor, you don't wanna be my order. I see the lonely in your eyes. Come on, let me make your night. So let's go to the time when you answer me, yeah. Cause it's cold in the dark. So do you need some company, girl? Oh, hey, mystery girl, what you doing all alone there? Oh, hey, mystery girl. Oh, hey, mystery girl.
Oh, hey, mystery girl.
What do I have to do to know your history, girl?
Oh, hey, mystery girl.
So do you still wonder why I still go rara about the song Mystery Girl by Johnny Trill? Like seriously, do you still wonder why? Come on now, this song just, you know, passes all the vibe checks and you know, everything. Like, I love the song. I love it to bits. So right now we are like finally coming to the end of this podcast, but not without, you know, giving you the number one song for this podcast. I am as well very excited and somehow sad because I don't want it to come to an end. But hey, it is what it is, right? Now for number one, we have a legend, a living legend. He's been there. You know, he was first part of the defunct Plantation Boys group before he decided to, you know, go on his own personal musical journey. He said to go solo, and ever since then, oh my god, it's been from one success story to the other. He's super talented. His songs are believable. I'm sure you know that I love that word, believable, because yes, if you're gonna be putting music out there, you need to be believable. You can't be saying something or singing something and you don't even mean it. Okay, even if you don't mean it, just try and pretend like you mean it. Exactly. So yes, he's super talented. Of course, you know who I'm talking about. He needs no introduction of any form. Oh my goodness, we are really blessed to have this artist, you know, we were blessed to have him as a Nigerian artist, because he has really, really, really made his mark. He has also contributed to, he's part of the people too that have contributed to the success of the industry, to the point that our music, our songs have become exportable. So yes, for number one, we have none other than Two-Face with African Queen. I mean, he goes by name Tubaba, right? Okay, so scratch, rewind. Now, for number one, we have Tubaba with African Queen, the evergreen African Queen. Keep it locked.
African Queen, ooh Lord, just like the sun lights up the earth, it lights up my life. The only one I ever see with a smile so bright. And just yesterday, you came around my way, changed my whole scenery. With your astonishing beauty, oh, you couldn't make a brother sing. No ordinary thing, a supernatural being. And no, you are brighter than the moon, brighter than the star. I love you just the way you are. And you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been, yeah. You make my heart go ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, you are my African queen, my dreams, and you remind me of a thing, and that is the African beauty. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, you're my African queen. Oh Lord, ooh Lord. Out of a million, you stand as one, the outstanding one. I look into your eyes. Girl, what I see is paradise. Hey, you captivated my soul. Now every day I want you more. I cannot deny this feeling I'm feeling inside. Hey, no one cannot take your place. You cannot take your space. It's a fact that cannot erase. And no, you are the one that makes me smile. Make me float like a boat upon the night. Girl, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been. You make my heart go ding-a-ling-a-ling. Yeah, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing, and that is the African beauty.
Also, okay, there you have it. African Queen by Tubaba himself. And yes, and this is where we call it a wrap. But before then, let me just, you know, for memory's sakes, you know, just refresh y'all's memory on what we've listened to since today. From number 10, we have P-Square featuring Rick Ross with the beautiful Onyenye remix. For number 9, we have Yaomi by Timmy Dakolo. For number 8, we have Oxlade with DKT. For number 7, we have See Me with Joromi. For number 6, we have Nonso Amadi with Tonight. Then for number 5, we have Wonder Cole with Ololufe. For number 4, we have Chike featuring See Me with Running to You. And for number 3, we have Banky W with Heaven. For number 2, we have Johnny Drill with Mystery Girl. And of course, playing right under, you know, the background. For number 1, we have Tubaba with African Queen. Oh my goodness. I love the song. You all know, so there's no point saying so much. So yes, this is where we finally call it a wrap. We draw the curtains and then we say our goodbyes. But of course, you know me, I always be that very cute young auntie that will have one or two words out there. First things first, I hope you all protected yourselves yesterday, and I hope you had fun. Let me not be a Debbie Downer. Second of all, I hope you went out with your nose masks and your hand sanitizers and you maintained social distancing. I will always check on you guys. And third of all, I hope, as usual, you went with your ID. That's very important. I hope you did that last yesterday. And I hope you're doing the same today. And please, I hope you didn't drink and drive or drive and drink. Come on. I hope you didn't do that. Okay, let me assume you didn't do that, right? Okay, good. Alrighty now. So yes, this is where I say my goodbyes. And thanks for being there. Thanks for listening. Thanks to my elite sisters for coming through, you know, with this list. And thanks to you all, my listeners. As usual, you're the real MVPs. I will never stop talking about how you're awesome and how y'all keep me in business. Yes. Because without you guys, this podcast would not be. So from me to you is happy February, which is the month of love. And of course, happy Valentine's. It doesn't matter. It's just what? 15th, right? And we still have like how many more days to celebrate love. Alrighty, do have a fab one. And then wow, have a great week. Ciao, ciao. I love you. Oh, yeah, mo. I love you. I love you. Oh, yeah. My African queen. I love you. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Vivalicious Kitchen. Food for your soul.